It was like having a bath with your socks on.
You were poor, you got ill, and you died.
Thank you. Speak Out is PCP 653. We have our usual 13 tracks of weird, wonderful music from all over the world, and we began with a track I can't pronounce by a band called Scuffin, or Scuffin, I think it's how you pronounce it. You can find them at soundcloud.com for Scuffin, SKOFFEN, but you write it SKOFFI. With an acute accent on it, an N. And they are from Iceland, on the Prost Dreifing record label. Of course, I've played several things by them before. Prostdreifing.bandcamp.com, Prostdreifing.bandcamp.com, with a track I can't pronounce, so I won't even try. If you want to find out what it actually is, go to PCP, pcogle.com, PCP 653, will tell you more. And then after that, we moved on to Basement, who you can find at soundcloud.com/basement, BASSMENT, from Porto in Portugal. That track was called What If, and that came out on Scalator Music, of course, at scalatormusic.bandcamp.com. Absolutely marvellous, based in Lisbon in Portugal. So they were rather good, weren't they? They were a good starting. Let's go back to a track, actually an artist I haven't played for quite a long time. Coty and The Immigrants, that's The with two E's, from Curitiba in Brazil on Death Root Syndicate. This is a track called She Put a Macumba on Me.
What the world needs, boss, another podcast.
Yes, I'm white, but I don't want to be a white master. I was born on the outskirts of
Two more tracks there for you, the last of which was I Don't Want to Be a White Master by Tangerine Cat. I think I've played that before a long, long time ago. Tangerinecat.bandcamp.com, that's where you'll find them. Based out of the UK, or I think the lead vocalist and hurdy-gurdy player is from the Ukraine, I believe. I think that's right. Absolutely marvellous and quite an interesting sentiment. I don't want to be a white master, especially at this moment in time when we're seeing an awful lot of statues being ripped up or potentially being ripped up, taken down. Rather interesting, I thought. And then before that, we had She Put a Macumba on Me. Macumba apparently is a bit of a witchcraft religion based out of Brazil. And that was by Coti and the Immigrants from Curitiba, in Brazil on Death Roots Syndicate at deathrootssyndicate.bandcamp.com. Right, let's have something from the rather excellent Omiak record label. This is Demuth by Mr. Hoosteen. We'll be right back.
The best thing about
Pete Cogle
is what it doesn't do. It's unlikely to fall over, or spill when you open it, or dribble when you pour it.
The first of which was Demuth by Mr. Hoosteen. You can find Mr. Hoosteen at mrhoosteen.bandcamp.com. I believe he is the main brains behind the Omiak record label at omiak.bandcamp.com, based out of New York, in New York State, in the US. Rather good. And then after that, we had Bolly Dub by Piero the Moon. You can find him at tssberlin.bandcamp.com, based out of Germany, and I picked it up at Bandcamp. Another track just came in yesterday from Manuel T from Malta on his famous Dubkey record label at dubkey.com. This is a track featuring Wild Puff Love, and the track is called Dub Addict.
What I am, I disease. No prescription for thee, but full joys and right works. Love addict, love addict. Harmony ain't curse. In affection we play, we rehearse. In celebration with most vitality boast. Amid toast get a roast.
love addict. Love addict. It is a crown that beholds, a smiling sis that breathes, a rasta who knows, a king that brings a love so young, a flow that shows with keys of life, we nature revealing. Love addict. Love addict. After all these years, it is clear what I am, a disease. No prescription for thee, but full joys and right works. Love addict. Love addict. Love.
First you think, hello, this is a bit weird, but slowly, very slowly, it grows on you. You watch.
stuff. Too much access for you. The first of which was Dub Addict by Manuel T, based out of Malta. ManuelT.com or DubKey.com. And that featured Wow Poofloof. The track was called Dub Addict, which describes me perfectly, I think. And then after that, we had the Beating Heart of the Crocs. We had Secret Archives of the Vatican with a new track of theirs, which came out, I think, yesterday or the day before, called Saint Aaliyah of the Knife. You can find them at Secret Archives at thevatican.bandcamp.com. Of course, you can also find them at brokendrumrecords.com from the Crocs, Croydon, South London, in England. Right, moving on. This is an artist based out of Bristol, but very much has a Latino background. Latino Resist is the label it came out on, and at latinoresist.bandcamp.com is where you'll find them. This is, it's got a Mexican name, I'm guessing. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce it. Quetzal. The Quetzal bit, the Quetzal bit at the end makes me think it might be Spanish, but Mexican rather, but I'm not 100% sure. This is Panther.
Don't Pete Kogel.
Show me a man with some Bruno in his pipe, and I'll show him my unwavering credulity.
This time from Japan, that was an artist or band that goes under the title of G'NDL, which if you look at their website, their SoundCloud page, it's Wagon Doragon, which is a bit weird. I don't understand that. So anotracks.bandcamp.com is where you'll find that particular track. Absolutely marvellous. And before that we heard Zok Chiquetzal Baila by Panther AV, Audiovisual, PantherAV.com is where you find it, from Bristol in England, on the Latino Resiste, LatinoResiste.bandcamp.com record label. Right, off to Russia now. Something from Monomonom, our Monumental Records at mnmn-rec.bandcamp.com. One of their free releases. They have diversified into just not just free stuff, but also paid stuff as well. So they have two identities, MNMN and MNMN2, which is the paid version. This is Sulfur by XOSC.
Pete Cogan.
Public enemy number one. Hunted all over the world.
So that was Igrushka, brackets mechanical toy, by 10th Cloud, possibly based in Russia, not 100% sure, on USC, which is, you can find it BC, which stands for Bandcamp, bc.unitedstudios.ru, from United Studios, which is rather good. And then before that we heard Sulfur by XOSC. Can't find anything more about him other than or him, her or whoever they are, but they're based at the mn-rec.bandcamp.com, the Monumental record label. Right, let's leave with another track that has a bit of an interest in the political world at the moment, but it goes back a long way. This is a track I was sort of digging around, actually it wasn't digging around, I was just on Facebook, and Coco Das put some stuff up there. Now Coco is the visual jockey, VJ, and visual artist associated with Visionary Underground. And this is a track that we saw, myself and Mr. Cutler, when we went to see Visionary Underground live in Camden Lock many, many years ago. This is from 2008, from their second album. It's called Freedom Fighters by Visionary Underground, which I think is a quite rather interesting and rather apposite choice of tracks for now. So I'm sure Rowley has some wonderful memories of that. I do have a memory of that. I remember him persuading Dr. Das, who of course was the bass player in Visionary Underground and also in Asian Dub Foundation, to wear a Dark Compass t-shirt, and I think he has various photographs of Dr. Das wearing that t-shirt whilst playing the gig, which I think makes Rowley extremely happy. And why not? Why not? It should make him extremely happy. Happy memories all round. Right, I'm going to go. I'm going to leave you. This is Freedom Fighters by Visionary Underground. I'll be back next week for more weird, wonderful, or whatever it is. More of the same, eh? Or is it different? Who knows? See you soon, folks.
Better trust and believe it. My freedom's really not a big secret. Don't take me for idiot. Let me. today. Oh,
PC podcast.